It's just Marina, actually, sir. Yes, there is in fact a medrash in Shia Shirim Rabba about Rav was darshaning and the whole tzibur fell asleep. Shia Shirim Rabba, Dalet Beis. Bikesh La'oron, he tried to wake them up. Alright, if you do decide to fall off into sleep, I won't try and wake you up. I'll just make one request that you don't. Please don't snore because it does wake up the person sitting next to you. Why did Hashem have to create sleep? I mean, isn't it a bit of a waste of time? We could be doing so many constructive things during this one third of our lifetime. There is an interesting medrash in Bereishis Rabba, Ches Tes, B'shor Sheborak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odom HaRishon. When Hashem created Odom HaRishon, Bikshu Malachi HaShoreis Lo Malachonov Kadosh. The Malachim thought that what Hashem was creating was a manifestation of himself. Man was created in Hashem's image, and they thought this was like God himself. Hashem made the man go to sleep. Once the angels had seen that this man was sleeping, they knew that there was not the godliness in him which they had thought, and they knew that he was just a mere mortal human being. And as we know, Adam Rishon was put to sleep to give him the best present of all, and that was a wife. Now, although we do say that Shina B'Shabbos Tanug, that sleep on Shabbos is a part of the Oneg Shabbos, we also know that one of the best ways of acquiring Torah, there are 48 listed, and one of them is Miot Shena, that one should minimize on one's sleep. The Rambam talks about 8 hours, or up to 8 hours a night. And if you do have the desire to sleep in the daytime, it's written in the Gemara in Sukkah, Kaf Mov, Osu Lishon B'Yom Yoseh Mishina Sus, more than what a horse would sleep, which is described as 60 winks.
Not horse.
Well, it says Shishim Nashme, which seems to be 60 winks and not 40 winks. Yes. Then there is in the same Gemara something that if a person falls asleep in his tefillin, he should make sure that it's only Shinas Arai, which is described as the time it takes to walk 100 amos, and one does not sleep properly in one's tefillin. Now, there are a number of interesting questions which arise when it comes to sleep, and that's this: what is the status of the person who sleeps? Do we say that he's just a normal person like any other person? It's simply that he's lessening his ability to have kavona because he's asleep. Or do we say no, that he has a din of a shoter? He's like a fool. A fool hasn't got das. And when you're asleep, you don't have das. And there is a practical distinction in the halacha whether you determine one way or you determine the other way. For example, if a person is a shliach to deliver a get, and the husband who has instructed the sending of the get is asleep, can shliach write the get? Can the shliach deliver the get? That's a going get in time. And there we find it is possible. I can be a shliach to deliver a get even if the husband is asleep at the time. Similarly, if somebody who falls asleep has instructed that a korban is brought on his behalf, this is Sanhedrin, Manzayin, and Tosus there, Amon, based on the Mishnah in Gittin Kavches, that it's possible to be yotza the mitzvah of bringing a korban, even though one is asleep, where you have a shliach doing it for you. So according to that, you are a normal person when you're sleeping. There is another interesting halacha, and that is Shabbos comes in, and you're out in the countryside. You have to do what's called konesh shavisa. You acquire the place that you're in for purposes of tuchum Shabbos, to define your 2,000 amos which you can walk in the tuchum. So you are konesh shavisa. You have the knowledge when Shabbos comes in that this is my place, and from here I can walk 2,000 amos. Or what if you fall asleep? When Shabbos comes in, you're sleeping. Can you be konesh shavisa? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Aleph, yes, you can be konesh shavisa. Ah, a fool can't be konesh shavisa. A shoter, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tov Tes, Mishnah Berurah there, Mem Aleph. So therefore, you can say that the person who falls asleep has not got a din of shoter, but a din of somebody who's just lacking kavanah. That appears to be the case according to the Shulchan Aruch. However, we do find opinions which differ. There is a Taz who says that the one who's sleeping is even worse than the Koton. The Koton at least is awake, but the person who's sleeping hasn't really got any facility about him which he can do something properly. The piece of Shulchan Aruch which you have in front of you, Hilchos Brachos, on the top line, Se'if Vav, we're going to talk about somebody who falls asleep, can he be counted as part of a minyan? Either we're talking about a case if somebody is unable to answer the Shliach Tzibur because he might be in a place where he can't interrupt, but then it says, O Shehu Yoshon, or if a person falls asleep, Afilu Hachi Mitzdari for Mohim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the person who is asleep can be counted in the minyan. Marvelous. You know, if you have a minyan in an old age home and you come in there and they're sitting in their armchairs and you're there to lead a minyan, you just get started. It's a bit difficult to wake them up. Is that the case or isn't it the case? What implies from the Shulchan Aruch is it's just one person who's sleeping. What about more than one person? If you look at it down in the Be'er Heitav, halfway down the Vado, he says Dafke Echod V'lo Shnayim, and then he says V'chein Gabe Yoshon Dafke Echod V'lo Shnayim O Gimel. I'm not going to wrong. This only is talking about one person, not two or three. The Taz Cholek. If we look down in the Mishnah Berurah, let's look at the letter Mishnah Berurah first, because of the principle. The first wide line of the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotten Lamed Dalad, Mitzdarif Imoim, on what grounds can the person who is asleep be counted as part of a minyan? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the V'chol Asara Shehim Gedolim Shechina Shariot Beneim, because whenever you have 10 people, the Shechina rests amongst them. Asleep or not asleep, the Shechina's there. Why? How do we know from the Pasuk? V'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael karin on behu, because of that Pasuk. And we're not comparing it to the Koton who is not called Bar Kedusha. So if there is a Koton present, don't think you're not a person who is holy. You are very holy. But unfortunately, you're not yet eligible to be counted. Carries on the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin v'Taz, and the Taz says, Shecholei. Taz disagrees, the Inyan Yoshon. He says, everybody has to be awake. The Svarele, the Eimit Starek. You can't join him up. The Iskimim HaPrichodosh, the Yoshon Choshiv Keshote, Ayin Shon. So he holds that the Prichodosh, that the Yoshon is like a fool, and the fool is not Chayv B'mitzvah, and you can't count the fool into a minion. But the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is not that the person who's asleep is like a fool. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is simply that, well, he's not quite all there with his kavanah. He can't answer Amen, but that's a technicality. He can still be counted as part of the minion. Why? Because V'nikdashti b'zoch b'nei Yisrael, we've got 10 people. Okay, l'chachila b'vadai tzorech l'akitzo. So l'chachila, you should wake him up, give him a kick, or get with him, and say, come on, we're davening now. Well, kaponim, but l'oro shi'em is nanim. Okay, to wake him up when he's really deep asleep. Although it says elsewhere, if you can't wake him up, then you can rely on the Shulchan Aruch and you can carry on. If we look further up in the Mishnah Berurah, look at Lamed Gimel. O Shehu Yoshon. So that's the fourth last narrow line. Ayin Rapim Agodim, Shekosam Duadin Le'inyan Zimun Asoro, Gam Kain, Yoshon Mitzdarek. So also when you're at a meal, or in a bagel shear, and you're benching, and somebody's fallen asleep, and he is one of the 10, Adas HaShulchan Aruch, it's okay, you can bench Mezuman with Elokeinu, Kamo Le'inyan Tefillah, just as with Davening, and Ba' Le'inyan Kriyas HaTorah Nesiyas Kapayim Tzorich Iyun. However, when it comes to the laning and the duchening, Tzorich Iyun, this is not so straightforward. Although elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this in the Din of Kriyas HaTorah, and he says, better be all be awake. As far as reading the Megillah on Purim is concerned, the person who's asleep cannot join up as part of the minyan. Why? And this is the Kulei Alma, everybody agrees. The Megillah boy asola pasume nisa. With Megillah, it's not simply that you need the Shechina amongst... I mean, you're right, you can hear the Megillah as one person, but there is a hiddur to hear it with a minyan. So to be counted as a minyan, is it alright if somebody's asleep? So he says no, because you need pasumi nissa. You're publicizing a miracle. And to publicize a miracle, everybody has to be awake. There's no such thing as pirsul when somebody's asleep. And if we got time, we'll come back to Shuva of the Radvaz on that. Sorry?
I don't understand the Hebrew text. I mean, you got that Hebrew.
Yes. You are still performing the mitzvah. Lachatchila, you should understand the Megillah. And there is a question about if it can be read in other languages. But there is a pasume nissa when the Megillah is read, even if you don't understand the meaning of every word. Interesting point. So, as far as the inyan of minyan is concerned, do you count or don't you count? And we see then there's a machlokas. There's a machlokas where according to the Shulchan Aruch you can count the person into a minyan. According to the Taz, you can't. So the Taz... The Taz is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So... The Taz, in Siman Nun Hei, Sifkot and Dalad, says it's no good. And the Taz relies on his opinion from the Rosh. You might say, well, the Taz came after the Shulchan Aruch, but the Taz relies on an opinion brought in the Rosh in Gittin, in Perek Ches Alad, that if a woman is asleep when she's receiving a get, then she's not divorced. Because according to the Rosh there, when you're asleep, you don't have any das at all. And therefore, if the woman is receiving the get, and it says v'nosam b'yodo, then she's not divorced. The similar view is said by the Rashba.
But a woman can't be divorced against her will,
can she? Well, we're talking to Raisa and Rabbonon. Min ha-Torah, she can be divorced against her will. The takona of Rabbeinu Gershom is that she has to agree to it. That maybe she had agreed to it, to the get beforehand when she was awake, and at the time of the delivery she was asleep. Alright, there's the shailus about kinyan chotzer, because if one premises can make a kinyan, if you receive a present and it's left in your reshus, you might be kona it just by the fact that it's left in your reshus. Rabbi Akiva says no in the shailus of Shuvas, but for purposes of gittin, she has to receive it and be aware that she's received it. So do you have a duty, if somebody is asleep, to separate them from a prohibition, from an issur? If, when they're asleep, whether they're called someone with das or not das, they're unaware of what's going on around them, if they have no das, at least they're honest. Honest like means forced. If a person just doesn't know, okay, you might say he's not honest, he might be shogeg. Do you have a duty to separate that person from an issur? And the classic question comes up with a Kohen who's asleep, and suddenly there is a mace in the house, sadly. So if somebody dies in the building, and there's a Kohen in the building and he's asleep, do you have a duty to wake up the Kohen or to take him out of the building? Because the Kohen is committing an Issur. How can he be committing an Issur? He doesn't know what's going on. He's honest. The halacha there is that we treat the Kohen as shogeg, not as honest, which means he is doing an Aveira, but he can't help it, or he's inadvertently doing the Aveira, and therefore the halacha is you should wake him up, says the Maharil.
He wouldn't know whether he was going to wake up anyway, so therefore once he woke up and found out he was in that position, then he'd have to do something about it, so therefore...
Okay, then he would have to do something about it. But do you as a third party have a duty to take you, a Kohen, out of the room once I'm aware that there's a mace in the building? And the halacha is, yes, I'm supposed to take you out, or to wake you up and get you out. And we don't even wait for anyone to take out the mace. We just get the Kohen out straight away.
Yeah,
And if a Kohen knows in advance, before he goes to sleep, that there may be a mace in the building during the time that he will be sleeping in the building, then he should take reasonable endeavours beforehand not to sleep in that building. Interesting question. So this also brings along the question of how liable is one to be punished if one does an aveira when one is sleeping? And this is really a question which comes up a lot in Hilchos Aroyos. And in Gemara in Krisos Yud Aleph talks about it, and the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia talks about it, Aleph Yud Ches, because there's a phrase used, Yoshon Potur, that a person might be called Potur, although Potur might be Al-Osur, and there's a difference with Yibum, because Yibum has to be done with Das. But inadvertently, if a person is asleep, one might argue one cannot be punished. The example which is brought, and the Gemara in Nozick Kaf Gimel, is the story of Lot. Because Lot, the daughters thought that there was no population left in the world, and they wanted to carry on the population. So they got him very, very drunk and got him to sleep. So he didn't know what he was doing. He was asleep. Ah, that was the case in the incident with the older one, but afterwards he's called a poshea, he's called a sinner. Allowing himself to be drunk the second time, he should have taken his reasonable endeavours beforehand not to get drunk, because of an aveira which might happen while he's asleep. So the Yisrei Chemet deals with this, that a person who is asleep may well be doing an aveira. So there's an interesting question brought in the Igros Moshe with Moshe Feinstein about giving a Kohen when he's asleep in an operation, which seems to be not a matter of life and death, a piece of another body which therefore is tomei to the Kohen. And you can argue, oh well, he's asleep, he doesn't know what's going on. So Rav Moshe writes in if there is no pikuach nefesh, in Simon Reish Lamed of Yoredeah Chelek Aleph, he says in Anaf Dalad, he says, what you write regarding doing an operation from a bosa hameis and the Kohen is asleep, eini roe b'zeshum heta. I don't see any heta in this. The yoshem einu potter mitzvahs, because a person who's asleep is not potter from the mitzvahs, or mi surin, and from prohibitions. Rakmidin onus lovis chayv ba'oshin. Only because he's onus, he can't help it, then he won't be punished for any aveira which he does, if he doesn't issa kishu yoshom and kain, and therefore kashiachnis atzmo lechach hari eino onus. When he willingly allows himself to go in for this operation before he falls asleep, he's not called onus. Uborosh af im lo yitzavet sheitnu lo issa v'yitzmeru v'eis shishom. And this also if he doesn't ask for it, but aval yoda kashi yoshom yasa issa, but if he knows in advance, hu osur v'gam yischayv v'onshin d'shamaya, and then yischayv v'nashamayim. And then he refers to the Gemara in Nozid Daf Kaf Gimel, Belot Rishtei Benosov, and Rashi brings this down in the Chumash, he's called a Poshaya, Poshini Koshlibom. Actually, the conclusion of Reb Moshe at the very end of his Tshuva is to allow it for other reasons, but we won't need to go into that now. So, if therefore a person is honest, does he have to do a Kapara? It seems as though he has got to. And there may be certain averus which a person does when he's asleep which can have really nasty repercussions. A person might inadvertently be killing somebody or doing a manslaughter while he's asleep. It's happened, sadly, with babies or whatever. A person might do a malacha of Shabbos when he's asleep. But again, it might be just be called a shogeg if it's not called onus. There's a mission in Bava Kamma which asks a question about if you cause damage when you're asleep. How responsible are you if you are causing harm? Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Odom Muad La'olom. Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid, Bein Er, Bein Yoshon. Whether you're awake or whether you're asleep, you are called a Muad, which means a full responsibility for damages. What about performing mitzvahs when you're asleep? Can you perform mitzvahs when you're asleep? Well, the classic example is sleeping in the sukkah. You can actually be performing a mitzvah without even realizing that you're performing it because you're asleep at the time. But do we say that the mitzvah is actually kol rega v'rega while you're asleep in the sukkah? Or is it the actual going into the sukkah, knowing that you are going to sleep in the sukkah, and that in itself creates the mitzvah? Because what if, for example, I go to sleep inside the house, and for some reason I don't want to sleep in the sukkah, and somebody carries me into the sukkah while I'm asleep, am I then doing a mitzvah? I never had the kavanah to do the mitzvah in the first place. Well, you might wish to throw up opinions here. The Sefer Charedim on the Rishalmi says, he says that you have to have the intention beforehand to sleep in the sukkah in order to gain the mitzvah. And then once you go into the sukkah, at the time that you're asleep, you're doing the mitzvah as well. So it's both. If you start with the kavanah, it's as if you are continuing with it. This is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Minchas Shlomo Silman Aleph. So there are other mitzvahs as well which you might be able to form when you're asleep. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the living in the land of Israel. When you're asleep, you're also performing the mitzvah of living in the land of Israel. We spoke earlier about tefillin, about the caution. One has to have guf noki, so we do not, and it's not dignified. But there are not really many other mitzvahs. You might be wearing your tzitzis when you're asleep. You don't have to wear your tzitzis at night time, although the Arizal did send his followers to wear the tzitzis, even wear the sleep for mystical reasons, at night time. But certainly if you go to sleep during the day, but you should make sure that the tzitzis are not in a state of bizarre and they shouldn't be touching the skin. And then you can be doing the mitzvah while you're asleep. It's a wonderful deal. The Radvaz comments about going back to Megillah on Purim. Because when you read the Megillah on Purim, there is a Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, HaKeres HaMegillah Kishumis Namne. A person who's reading the Megillah when he's asleep or when he's half asleep. And you might ask the question, how is this possible? How can one be reading the Megillah? And we've spoken before about other things one might be doing when one is asleep. How can this be possible? So the Radvaz says in Chelek Hei, Kuf Kafei, he says, don't be surprised. He says, I've seen people, when they're asleep, they've been walking around, going into the kitchen, grinding flour to make their bread, and they never remember this afterwards. I've actually seen somebody who was writing something while he was asleep. I've seen somebody making cheshbon. I even saw somebody going up a ladder, and he was in a state of sleep. So don't be surprised that the Mishnah talks about reading the Megillah Kishumis Namne. The Radvaz.
He saw
Pardon?
He saw all these things happening.
He saw all these things happening, and he actually goes through the list of all these things happening. But you see, if we say that you're not a shoter when you're asleep, but you're simply chose kavona, you don't have the kavona, then according to the pinyon who says mitzvahs ain srichas kavona, mitzvahs don't need to have kavona b'di'eved, then you're performing the mitzvah. Aye, but with Megillah it doesn't work because we want you to be parsumei nisa and you are publicizing the miracle. Coming back to our question then of the person in the minyan who falls asleep, we said that if one person falls asleep, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's okay, you can count him in the minyan. But then we said not more than one. Now there's a question here: why, if we say v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael and that the Shekhinah is Shuruya where there's a minyan, then why should it make any difference if one person falls asleep, or if two people fall asleep, or if four people fall asleep? It's true that there is a halacha which some poskim rely on, but most don't, and that is if you only have nine people for your minyan, and the tenth person might be a koton, there is a mishavaron mitzdarfin, is a Sefer Torah, and that Sefer Torah together with nine people gives you that number of ten. And to rely on this b'di'evet to make a minyan, most poskim don't like this, and some say, well, the tenth person should be at least be a 12-year-old who's got physical maturity, even though he's not bar mitzvah yet. He's holding a chumash in his hand. There are certain heterim for this extra one, and you might argue, well, maybe the reason why we're only allowing one to be asleep and not more than that to be asleep is because of this halacha, like Tisha V'Av Mitzdarfin, that we are prepared to be making compromises with one person in the minyan, but not more. But if that is the case, how can we say v'nikdash divasoch b'nei Yisrael? How can we say that the idea of 10 people creates a minion? There is another issue here, and that is when a chazan davens at the Omud, he should really have 9 people answering him, Omein, in his brachas. And if he doesn't, the Torah actually says, Korov li os bracha levatola. It is as if the chazan might be making a bracha levatola. But the lashon which is used by the Torah and other poskim isn't that the chazan is making a bracha levatola. It says korov li os bracha levatola. It is close to it. It's not an actual bracha levatola. I actually heard of one person, he was scared to daven at the Omer because he thought 9 people won't answer his Omein. So somebody said to him, look, why have you got to worry? Because you can make a tanai before you say your Shemona Esra, your Chazor HaShatz, you can make a condition saying, if 9 people don't answer Omein, then I'm doing a Kob and Nadova, I'm doing an extra Nadova of Shemona Esra, and therefore I'm not going to be making any Bracha Levatola. Can't do that on Shabbos because there's no Kob and Nadova. But the Sech HaKol, the halacha is currently a Bracha Levatola. It's close to it. That might lend a reason to the idea of only one. But there could be perhaps another explanation to this. Why is it that we don't allow more than one person to be asleep, according to the Shulchan Aruch? We saw that the Mishnah Berurah said that when you have 10 people, it's that the Shechina rests on the 10 people. V'nikdash di v'soch b'nei Yisrael. But is it really a covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when people are all asleep when you come into Shul? Is it really, it's not covered Latzibur, but surely it's not covered Shomayim. It can't be honor to the dignity of heaven that people are shluffing when the chazan is warbling away. It's not right. People should be listening. People should be answering Omein. So maybe that is the reason. The reason why we don't allow more than one person to be asleep is because das teugnisht, as they say in Irish, pasnisht. Kavod Shemayim is not there. We should be up and ready to go. And that is why, in fact, we recall the minhag of Shavuos night, when we have the custom of learning the whole night. Why is that? And the reason is given because when Hashem wanted to give Bnei Yisrael the Torah, he had to wake them up. They had fallen asleep. What a ganai! We're preparing with great enthusiasm for the giving of the Torah, and we're sleeping. It's not nice. It's not covered Shomayim. Hashem had to wake us up. So as a kapara for that, we stay up on Shavuos night. Hashem never sleeps. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. We daven to Hashem that He should look after us, especially at the time of strife we have with our enemies who are trying to wipe us out. We are confident that Hashem never sleeps. We show our determination now in the coming month of Elul. We're going to get up early, mashkim in the slichus, and we show that we are prepared to forego our sleep to serve Hashem. And we hope that in His chesed, in His rachamim, He will give us, because He never sleeps, the guarding which we need, the supervision that we need, and the care that we need, that we should be benefiting from a ksiva achsima tova. Thank you very much. Why we need to have sleep. The Medrash, we're not going to deal with any biology in why we need to have sleep, but the Medrash says that it's to distinguish us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the angels know that we are mere mortals. Because we resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fact that we are created in His image, so the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba says that when Hashem first created Adam HaRishon, the Malachi HaShoreis thought that we were like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So He dafka gave us sleep to distinguish us, that the Malachim can recognize that we are mere mortals. Medrash in Bereishis Rabba.